want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for choosing to tune in to 91.5 FM WMIE, today's Modern Worship, and this is the Refresh Radio Program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, and we would love to have you come out and be a part of that. Want to ask you, if you would, to be praying. Tomorrow we're going to be hosting a group of ministers at the church, and pray that we will be a blessing to them, and that, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but pastors, it's a group of pastors is what it is, and pastors pour out an awful lot, and I have this joke whenever someone sees me, like when I drink coffee. I don't do this as much as I used to. I used to put in, you know, quite a bit of sugar. I've cut that amount of sugar in half. But whenever someone sees me do that, or they see me eat something sweet, I say, you know, in order for me to be as sweet as I am to everybody around me, I require supplementation. So pray that we will be a blessing to those ministers tomorrow, that when they return back to their church, that they would also say, hey, it was good to be in the house of the Lord. So pray for us tomorrow with that. Today, I'd like to say thank you to the folks of Jits Concrete. Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. They have been dealing with foundational issues for construction here in Brevard County for a long, long time. The Anderson family attended Merritt Assembly of God before I ever got there, and they've been doing concrete even longer than that. So if you have a need that is coming up, maybe you need some sidewalks repaired or a driveway repaired or whatever that might be, maybe you need a slab for your recreational vehicle or a shed, whatever. The folks of Jits Concrete, you may not know them, but I can tell you from personal interaction with them that they do phenomenal work. I've seen them on other projects, not just my own, not just the projects at the church or my house, but other projects as well. And they do such a great job that they end up getting called back to do more work because of what a great job they do. They got decades of experience. They have the expertise that goes with that experience, and they have a great work ethic that can get your project done as quickly as can be done, to be done right. And, you know, then you can move on with your other requirements for your project. And, you know, I've had people tell me in the past they can do that job almost for the same amount of money that I can get the materials for. I don't know how well all that goes now with the cost of building supplies and everything like that, but I can tell you this, your back will be thankful that you call people who know what they're doing. And if you need somebody, 321-536-5804 may be a great resource for you to check out. Jits Concrete, they're friends of the Refresh Radio Program. Today we are going into 1 John chapter 4. As we look at the things, we're getting ever closer to the conclusion of our study on what does God want to instruct us from His Word. Today, verse number 1 of 1 John 4 says this, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit whether they are of God. because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The topic of these few verses here is discerning the spirits, recognizing divine spirits versus demonic spirits. And one of the things I have found is that as a Christian, especially in my developmental process from baby Christian to ministry, was that a lot of Christians like myself, we want to believe everybody because we try and be honest with everybody. There was a commercial I heard last year, and it said, hey, we want you to check this news site out. We at least try to tell you the truth. And having known some of those personalities, I recognized that they had not always carried out that assignment. And I was like, how do you try to tell the truth? You either tell the truth or you don't tell the truth. And so for Christians who, you know, like I said, I'm a lousy liar. So I might as well tell you the truth, because if I lie to you, you're going to know I'm lying to you. And that's not going to do anything except for cost me my reputation. So I just don't deal with that. I just say, let's just tell the truth. But when you operate from that mindset or that inclination of telling the truth, you can make a dangerous assumption at times, and that is that everybody else is telling you the truth as well. But when you recognize that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, no one comes to the Father but by him, and you recognize that outside of Jesus there is no other source of truth, then you can realize that there are people who are not living in a relationship with Jesus. Therefore, their lifestyle is not one of absolute truth, but more situational truth, where, you know, there's an old philosophy, tell the truth if necessary. So truth is not foundational. Truth is, you know, something that you use if all other means have failed. So that's not a biblical value. Being truthful, being a person of integrity is. So I pray that you and I would be people of our word. But here John writes to the early church, and he says, I need to teach you not to believe every spirit. Okay, so when you look at the life of Jesus, excuse me, you'll see that there were times where the devil came to tempt him. And the devil's mechanism at that point in time was to tell a partial truth. Partial truth is a whole lie. Tried to shade things in a certain way to get Jesus to operate beyond that which he saw the Father doing, to speak beyond what he heard the Father speaking. And I don't ever want to respond in a positive way to something that the devil is encouraging. The devil should not be a motivational force in your life or in my life. Only God should have that privilege. And so here, John says, not every spirit is to believe. So if you go back to Paul's writings to Timothy, you will see that in the last days, people will be following deceiving spirits. They will gather teachers around them to tell them the things that their ears want to hear. And that happens. There are some churches, and I'm thinking as a whole, not just individual congregation. There are some churches that I would not want to sit in, because the foundation of the message that they preach is cultural, not biblical. And so I wouldn't want to subject myself to them. If I know someone's lying to me, I don't give them unlimited access to my ear. So I deal with people who lie much differently than I deal with people who tell me the truth. So you do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. A lying spirit will not tolerate scrutiny. A divine spirit says, it doesn't matter how many tests you put me through, I am going to shine forth as a spirit of truth, a spirit from the presence of the living God. I'm going to be able to withstand the scrutiny of time, the scrutiny of doubt, the scrutiny, whatever it is you want to use to analyze the Spirit of God, it's going to pass every test. And so I learned the lesson painfully. So I teach that there are three voices in the spirit realm. This is one of my life lessons. I got this degree, this information from the School of Hard Knocks. Okay? You always want to believe the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God will always line up with the Word of God. First John chapter 4 says this, that the Spirit of God will always acknowledge Jesus as God the Son. He will always acknowledge that He is worthy to be praised. There are some that either want to devalue His deity or devalue His humanity. The Spirit of God acknowledges that He is both. He's 100% God. He's 100% man. He is the mediator that we need for our spiritual journey to be successful. So there's the Spirit of God. We always want to listen to Him. There's demonic spirits, and we don't ever want to do what they tell us to. They do not have our best interest. They are there to steal, to kill, destroy, and deceive. So you don't want to listen to them. The third one is that there were people who prophesied out of their own spirits. That's a reference in the Old Testament. And to me, that is the most dangerous voice, because it can mimic the voice of God. Now, demonic spirits can pretend to be angels of light. They can masquerade as an angel of light, but their character, their message, will always reveal their true identity. A wolf can have on a sheepskin, but it only got that sheepskin because it was a wolf. The teeth are different. The attitude towards the shepherd is different. In fact, that would be the greatest identifier if you're dealing with a wolf in sheep's clothing, is their relationship with the shepherd. A wolf is self-driven, where a sheep is shepherd-driven. That's a really good word. Okay, so there was a time when I made a decision. It was a financial decision. And I made this decision thinking I had heard from God and I'd really heard from Bob. And the reason that I tell you that story is because once the results were not what I was looking for, I went back and examined the scripture, and I saw something in the scripture that said, oh, that wasn't God's spirit. That spirit wasn't to be believed. And there are a lot of people who I've known through the years who've made decisions about something that resonated within them. It sounded just like what they wanted to hear, but it was a thus saith them than a thus says the Lord. So I don't believe my own spirit. The only spirit that I want to be motivating me is the spirit of the living God. So do I believe every spirit? Do I believe every person that says that they have a relationship with God? No, I don't. Am I looking for a show me, for a demonstration? No, I'm looking at the message. I'm looking, does it line up with the Word of God? And so there's a song out there on the radio. There are a lot of songs that have some sketchy lyrics. Some of them are you know, people said, you don't like this song? No, I don't. Why? Well, I don't like the message because it doesn't line up with the Word of God. And there's one song out there. It's extremely popular. I've seen clips of where this person is performing on a national scale because it says, I don't have to change. And that's something that the world loves to hear. That I don't have to change. But the Bible never says I don't have to change. It says that God is the Lord. He changes not. Every human being has to change. Every single one. Me, you, old people, young people, males, females, you name, all of us have to repent of our sin. All of us need to change from sitting on the throne of our own life to dethroning ourselves and elevating Jesus to the throne of our life. All of us have to change the way that we think. Our mind has to be renewed. We have to present ourselves as a living sacrifice so that we can change, be transformed into what God wants us to be. All of us are constantly undergoing change until our final breath. So any message that says that I don't have to change anything has got themselves confused with God. God is the one who doesn't change, but every person does. Now, does God love you before you change? Yes. He loves us as we are, but he loves us too much to leave us that way. So we are constantly being refined, constantly being purified. So every spirit needs to be tested whether they are of God. That's why you need to know the Bible. If you don't know the Bible, then you need to surround yourself with people who do know the Bible, that know the God of the Bible, that do not try and elevate the word of culture over the word of God, that they don't try and get things out of sequence. But instead, they have gone, they're following the word of God. We should be following the word of God, period. We don't try and redefine or contort or distort the word of God. That's what the devil does. It's not what Christians do. Okay? The reason that you test spirits, whether they are of God, is because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And one of the things that I like to say is the devil doesn't care which lie you believe as long as you believe one of his lies. And so there's a whole bunch of lies out there. bunches and bunches of them. Don't believe them. But know that they're there. A lot of people live as if there are no deceiving spirits operating in the world. They live as if there are no false prophets speaking in the world. And Christians recognize there are. So I told somebody this. When I lived in a major city, one of the largest cities in America, people there didn't trust anybody. The part of the country I came from, people were generally pretty trustworthy back at that time, although there were some bad people who did bad things. There were crimes, there was criminals, and there were people who experienced the consequences of others doing bad things. I'm not trying to say that. But overall, bad behavior was the exception, not the rule. I lived in another part of the country, and it was so far out in the country, people didn't lock their doors. People left the keys in their car. It was a very trusting community. Well, back to this major city, people didn't trust anybody. So I have this very conversive manner, and so I'd be talking to people, and they'd be looking at me, why are you talking to me? Did I give you permission to talk to me? If I didn't give you permission, then don't talk to me. If they went 10 feet out the door, they locked and deadbolted the door behind them, even if they were only going to be out there for a minute. They just did not trust people because they lived in an environment where they had experienced that people didn't do nice things. People took advantage of one another. And so if you live as if there are false prophets in the world, it will change the way that you live. Now, I want to tell you this. God doesn't call us to live in fear of those false prophets or those demonic spirits. He just wants us to recognize them. And so he tells us in verse number 2, this is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. You would be amazed at the number of people who try and deny the reality of Jesus, even though he's mentioned as a historical figure by non-biblical writers. You would be amazed at the number of people who say, well, unless I see a sign, I'm not going to believe. And then they read the book of Daniel, and Daniel prophesied several hundred years before some events took place about kingdom succession. You know, this kingdom would fall, this kingdom would rise, the Medes and the Persians, and then the Greeks, and then they would be split into four kingdoms, and then there would come another kingdom. And at that point in time, there was going to be a divine collision. And they read the book of Daniel, and they say, well, it's too accurate. There's no way that was a prophetic book. It's too accurate. And so the reality is, there are people who do not believe and deny the reality of Jesus Christ, the reality of God. And it's not for lack of evidence. It's not even for an overabundance of evidence. It's simply because they don't want to believe. Because if you believe the message of the gospel, there's no wiggle room. Having a relationship with Jesus is imperative. It's essential. It means that without him, our future looks horrible. But the gospel says because of him, our future looks priceless. So you need to acknowledge what is the spirit, what is the message behind the spirit? Is it teaching greater dependence upon Jesus? Is it teaching abiding in Christ? Or is it trying to substitute an inferior standard. There's a story I read years ago. Don't know whether it's actual truth or whether it was just a story someone wrote about a guy who had worked for a construction company his entire life. And he went to his boss and he said, "Boss, it's time for me to retire." And the boss said, "Okay, would you do me one more project?" He said, "What's that?" He said, "I want you to build one more house. I want you to come up with the design. I want you to come up with the floor plan. I want you to use the materials you want to use. And, I'm just asking you to do one more project." The guy says, "Man, that's a lot more responsibility than I normally have." And so he's going on and he says, as he's building the house, he says, "You know, the boss always goes over and above what is required. And I think I'm going to use a lower quality standard here." And he cuts corners all along the building project. And finally he goes to his boss and he said, I finished that project and I'm ready to retire now." And the boss said, "Thank you so much for all your years of faithful service." And he hands him the keys to the house that he just built. And he said, the house I had you build was the house I wanted to give you. So you got paid to build your house, but here's the house." And the guy all of a sudden realizes that he cut corners at his own expense, not at someone else's expense. I want to encourage you today for your life to be a living confessional that acknowledges Jesus Christ is Lord, not just on Sunday mornings for an hour or an hour and a half, but Jesus Christ is Lord, spirit, soul, and body over your life. You see, our confession with our life needs to line up with the confession of our mouth, which needs to line up with the confession of God's word. If a spirit does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, it is not of God. Point blank, end of sentence, no further discussion necessary. It isn't of God, not because I said so, because God did. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."